Say, I will give birth. Shout, I will give birth. Shout, I will give birth. Shout, I will give birth. Now put your hand on your tummy and shout, I will give birth. And my children will be blessed. Ha. I will give birth. Ha. Now lift up your right hand and say, every spirit against me giving birth, every spirit, any power, any human being against me giving birth. I always say this thing anytime we meet. Let me say this thing again. You know, because of enviness, jealousy, and hatred, people say things without knowing that what they are saying will affect people. I remember a sister of a young man who is married to a woman, and they have been married for about 5-6 years. And the woman was not giving birth. So one day I was there when the lady was passing, and you know, she was wearing a dress and her tummy has shot up. So somebody asked, the husband of the lady's sister, I mean, you understand what I mean? Yes. So the lady was passing. The husband's sister was standing there. Sister. So the sister-in-law was asked, ah, this is your sister-in-law. Hey, is she pregnant? Look at her tummy. Is she pregnant? And then this sister-in-law said, ah, this woman, can she give birth? The day she will get pregnant, I will give birth instantly. Look at how close she is, oh, and look at what came out of her mouth. As I'm talking to you, somebody is saying, before you will give birth. She has said this, and the devil has taken hold of it. She doesn't know that the devil is using her against the woman. This thing I'm talking to you about is more than 20 years ago. So, indirectly, she is a witch. How can you say such a thing? Indirectly, knowingly or unknowingly, she is a witch. How can you say it? That before your sister-in-law, the day your sister-in-law will get pregnant, that is that day you will give birth. Meanwhile, you have given birth like 3. At least somebody has seen, and she's asking, is your sister-in-law pregnant? Instead of you to say, hallelujah, she will soon get pregnant for my brother. She was like, ha, the day she will give birth. The day she gets pregnant, not even give birth to. I am here to prophesy into your life as a prophet of God. Shout, I will give birth. My children will be blessed. I will give birth. Whatever they think of me will be against them. Whatever they think of me will go against them. In the name of Jesus, just pray this prayer. Just pray this prayer. Just pray this prayer. Just pray this prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift up your right hand. There's a spirit called spirit of poverty. Spirit of poverty. That is why in Genesis chapter 12, God said to to Abraham, he said, I will bless you, and whoever blesses you shall be blessed. Listen to it. He said, I will bless you, and whoever blesses you shall be blessed. Take note of it. And whoever curses you shall be cursed. It means that some people can curse you for you to be poor, so that you will not be blessed. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Say, every spirit of poverty, every spirit against my financial progress, every spirit against my finances, you are a liar. You are a liar. Catch fire. Catch fire. I refuse to be poor in the name of Jesus. You are a liar. 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 I refuse to be poor. You are a liar. You are a liar. I refuse to be poor. 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 In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be poor. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be poor. In the name of Jesus. Somebody write at the comment section, I refuse to be poor. I am blessed. I refuse to be poor. Everybody should write at the comment section. Everyone. I am blessed. I refuse to be poor. I am blessed. I refuse to be poor. Write it now. I am blessed. I refuse to be poor. Yes, it is done. I am blessed. I refuse to be poor. I am blessed. I refuse to be poor. I am blessed. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be poor in the name of Jesus. Now begin to declare yourself successful. Begin to declare yourself successful. Now begin to declare. Say this after, say, I will be successful. I refuse to fail. I can't fail. I will be successful. I refuse to fail. I can't fail. Now, I am blessed. I refuse to fail. I can't fail. Everybody should write it. It's a declaration. I want you to write it in capital letters. I want you to write it in capital letters. I will be successful. I refuse to fail. I can't fail. Marco Paroshi, you are sending a message to your family members. You are sending a message to those who envy and hate you without any reason. You are sending a message to those that have a certain gifts, and the devil has taken hold of them and using those gifts against you. Send a message to them. Say, I will be successful. I will be successful. I refuse to fail. I can't fail. Let me anoint myself. If you have an anointing oil beside you, anoint yourself. Let's share the life as quick as possible. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Anoint yourself if you have an anointing oil beside you. If you don't have an anointing oil, get some water and pour it on your head. Just a little of it and pour it on your head. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are moving into a new dimension right now, into a new atmosphere right now. Yes, I see some few people here. Let's share the life to as many as we can. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear the number 21. In the next 21 days, I see Jifa, I see Abby, I see Tin, I see Seram, I see On God, I see Mabel, I see Gifted, I see Elizabeth, Yeme, I see Margaret Rose, I see Rose, I see Mimi, I see Matilda Usu, I see Brasami, I see Judith, I see Jennifer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If today is your first time here, follow the line, follow me quickly. Beloved, you are welcome to Faith Assembly International. My name is Apostle Jonathan Annan. This is Faith Assembly. We say our words of faith. I am moving by faith. You can take any of these. I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith. Because I have Jesus Christ and I am born for a purpose. Beloved, you are welcome. Kindly follow the life. You can get in touch with us as the numbers are being shared right now. As time goes on, the numbers will be shared. Please make sure. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We meet here every Saturday morning and Sunday morning, Ghana time, that is GMT. 4 a.m. GMT, Saturday and Sunday, 4 a.m. GMT. You are welcome to Faith Assembly. I feel the presence of God so strong here. I want to enter somewhere. I see myself at Tamale. And I am entering into a certain village. Kabadoshikadabadada. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Right now, thank you, Jesus. 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 Bible says that a man's gift presents him in the presence of great people. A man's gift. I want to ask you, what is your gift? In the next 21 days, mark this date down. I don't know who it may be, but the Lord is telling me that in the next 21 days, what is today's date? Oh, thank you, Jesus. What is today's date? Today is 20th, right? Am I right? Some people, it is 19th or 20th. Great. Mark it dates down. 21 days from today. We serve a living God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Do you have oil there? Do you have oil? If you have oil, raise your hand. Let me see how many people that have oil. How many people that have oil beside them? Anointing oil. If you don't have oil, then I'll tell you what to do. Red tobacco. Braben Usofu. You're welcome. God bless you so much. Thank you, Jesus. 21 days from now, I am seeing myself in Tamale going to a certain village. The Lord said I should release something. I don't know what I am supposed to release. I am still praying about it. Towards Tamale in a certain village. If you are here and you come from the north, from Tamale Goi, yes, because I see myself moving around. If you are here and you are from Tamale, you are from Tamale, you are on this platform right now. You are Tamale. Your name is, your middle name is something, your surname and the name, I'm trying to pronounce it, I'm not able. It starts with A, B, something, A, Y, something. Your name, Kabado Shebrendi, Hatabakada Badada. Think about those. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are here, you are from Tamale, that side. That's what the Lord is telling me right now. That I should pray for that person. Because I see myself releasing something. Releasing something. I am standing somewhere and I'm releasing the thing in Tamale. Tamale going towards. If you are here from, you are from the northern side, from Tamale, Boga, why those areas, the northern sector of Ghana, because I see that I'm moving from place. My eyes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What's your name? Jesus. Call in, okay? Gladys. Ha. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is it just one person who is here? Is it just one person? Because I want to make sure I am getting the right person. Is it just one person here who is from Tamale Boga, those areas? Yes, just one person. The person who said is from Tamale, from Boga, please call in. Because, oh Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Kabadoshe teke teke. Librandi hatabadaba. Loprakoparoshe kadehandi brandia. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for you that whatever has been tied up in your life, whatever has been tied up in your life, may the Lord release you. May the Lord release you. May the Lord release you. May the Lord release you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever brought you here, may the Lord give unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a message the Lord dropped within my heart, spirit, to give unto to his people, to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today is going to be different. Today, I'm going to make some declarations today, some people's life, because the Lord has shown me 21 days from now. 21 days from now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, hear me, beloved. Hear me quickly. There's a message I have to give to you before we enter, because the prophetic will be useless without the word of God. The prophetic will be useless without the word of God. Will be useless. Last week I was teaching on giving. I was teaching the faith to give, to receive. And I was teaching about it, and I told you that God said we should multiply. Multiplication means that when we multiply, we'll help each other. But some of us find ourselves in certain families that when one person is blessed, he's blessed alone. When one person is blessed, that person is blessed alone. And because of that, most families are not able to see the glory of God. Most families. Because God raises people for them to be a blessing unto some people. So if God, when God gives you a gift, you know, the gifts of God, one thing that we should know, God, what I'm talking about, the giving grace. What is the giving grace? You know, when you read the book of Romans, Bible said that he has given everyone different gifts. Somebody has the grace for encouragement. So the person is not a pastor, but the moment you tell the person about your situation, what the person will tell you, you feel okay. Yes, some people have this kind of grace, and when you tell the person, I'm having my wedding tomorrow, I'm having my occasion tomorrow, before you realize, they'll be sitting in your house. They will help you to do whatever you do until the program is done, and they will leave. It's another grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to talk about it a bit. The last week, I told you about three different giftings when we come to the Bible. And I told you about what the Bible teaches us as Christians. And I told you that we have alms. Alms is given to each other, given to people. Somebody is hungry. Jesus was like, I was hungry and you came to give me food. I was sick and you came to take care of me. And the disciples were like, how did you become sick? We've never seen you sick before. Like, seriously, Jesus, when did you become sick? When did you end up in the prison and we came to visit you? And he said, as you do it for other people, you are doing it for me. As you are doing it for your brother, you are doing it for me. So Bible teaches us to give unto ourselves, because it opens doors for us. Now, I talked about giving of offering. Most of us have a perception concerning offering. And offering is one of the prayers that was said from the Genesis, from the book of Genesis. We never saw Adam praying. No. But what we saw, their practice was, they said, Cain and Abel went to give an offering unto the Lord. And one person's own was received and one person's own was rejected. It shows that in the course of time, there was something like offering. And I said that in those days, their offering is more useless. It doesn't make sense like today. It doesn't make sense. At least today, your offerings are being given and maybe a church chair is being bought or a fan is being put at the church. And you are the same person who will go and use it. But in those days, you will burn it into ashes. You will burn it into ashes. So it is totally different from now. And I talked about tithing. You know, people do not know tithing. Tithing. Some people have a covenant in tithing. A covenant in tithing. And I talked about it. And then I said that we don't give because for giving's sake. Now, when you give, this is what it shows. It shows love. It shows faith. It shows appreciation and it shows interest. Because Bible says that where your treasure is, there your heart is. Where your treasure is, there your heart is. So whatever you can put into it, it means that you love the thing first. Maybe you love it. That is why when people are in love, they give to people that they love. So if you are married and you can't give to your husband, you can't give to your wife, you can't give to your children, it means that you don't love them. So anybody that gives, we have a saying that says that, is it sharing is love? Sharing is love. So it means that if you are able to share what you God has given to you, it shows love. And in the presence of God, as Christians, our giving shows our faith. Our giving shows our appreciation. Our giving shows our interest. That is why sometimes you go to church and the pastor will preach and then you'll be touched to go and drop a seed at the altar. You hear somebody singing at church and then it will touch you and then you want to sow a seed at the altar. It shows that you appreciate what the person is doing. Sometimes they will sing a song. The words of the song will just move you to go and see, sow a seed at the altar. So we give as Christians in faith to appreciate, show interest and love. Anything you cannot give into, it means that you don't have faith in it, you don't love it, you are not showing appreciation, and you are not showing interest. When you read the book of James chapter 1, I think verse number 70, it said that everything on earth belongs to the Lord. So when we are giving to him, we are just giving to him because we are just saying, Lord, it's for you. So when you read the book of Genesis, when Cain and Abel want to give an offering, they didn't give because God is going to eat it. They just want to show appreciation. They want to show the love. So when Abel was about to give, he recognized that, no, I am not just giving to anybody. I am giving it to God, and God deserves the best. Now, I want everybody to write at the comment section and say, God deserves the best. Write at the comment section and at the comment section, God deserves the best. God deserves the best of my time. God deserves the best of my strength. God deserves the best of my resources. Yes, God deserves the best. You see, most of us, we only come to God when we need something. And Jesus says something. He said, whatever you love more than me, you will lose it. And I've been reading this scripture for a long time. Until recently, I got to understand something. See, if you love your wife more than God, and you make, because of your wife, you lose your relationship with God. The day your wife will tell you that he has found another man who is better than you, then you will know where the power lies. If you love your husband more than God, the day your husband will start beating you and treating you bad, then you will know who you should go and call. The day your husband will tell you, I have found a beautiful wife who is better than you, then you will know. Am I talking to somebody here? Without the word of God, I cannot prophesy. Yes. I cannot prophesy. Yes. Now, Jesus went on to say, anyone who lost mother or father. I lost my mother when I was, my father when I was very young. I lost my father when I was very young. That is the same. Is it even the one that if you love your life more than Jesus, you love your life more than God, you love your life, you love anything, you will lose it. Even your life, you will lose it. And when we say these things, people take it in another way. Even you, your life, you will lose it. I have been telling people, your mother that gave birth to you, I have seen children which parents have struggled to take care of them. Today, even to call their mother or their father is a problem. I have seen children which parents have suffered. Do you know how difficult it is to take care of a child? See, until you become a parent, or when I mean a parent, not just giving birth, but when you become a responsible parent, you give birth or you adopt a child, or you there's a child under your care that you are taking care of, then you understand what I'm talking about. There you understand. If you have not eaten, it's not a problem. But when the child has not eaten, whether it's your child or not your child, your biological child, the moment the person is staying with you, it is headache. Am I talking to somebody here? If you are the one I'm talking to, then sense of fire, let me see you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. But these children will grow up and some of them begin even to fight their own parents. Some of us, we even call misunderstanding. See, if you have a misunderstanding with your mom, your dad, just resolve it. Ephesians 6 verse 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. When the Bible was emphatic about it, it said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Listen carefully. In the Lord, your parent that you serve with them in the Lord, that is your faith. It could be your spiritual parents or your biological parents. Or your adopted parents. Yes. It could be your biological, your spiritual, or your adopted parents. He says, honor them. He says that, obey them in the Lord. So those that are in the Lord. Now, when it comes to those that you have a responsibility, which is honor thy father and thy mother. It means that honor them. Show them appreciation. Show them appreciation. Show them appreciation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Am I talking to somebody here? Show them appreciation. But you know, we end up, some of us end up fighting with our parents. I know some of our parents, the devil want to use them against us. But whatever the case may be, love them and show them appreciation. Honor them. If you have, give to them. Give to your parents. If you have it, give it. Give them if you have it. Give to them. Honor them. Let them feel happy. I'm not saying you should kill yourself. I am saying that when you have, give unto them. Because Bible says that, give and it shall be given unto you. Luke chapter 6 verse 38. Give. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, parents will raise their children and they will die. Some people, the moment the day their children will get married, the day they will die. The day their children will get a job, that's the day they will die. Huh? Some people, I've seen somebody, they graduated from school. Was it 2018 or something? Tamale, two nurses were knocked down by a car or something. They had an accident after graduation from school. Let me tell you, after completing writing the exams, or they went for their results or something like that, they died. Beloved, whatever you love more than God, than Christ, you will lose it. Believe that whatever you have, God gave unto you. You see, a lot of us cannot give. A lot of us cannot give. That is why when you open the radio stations. Now, you know, those days that we were growing up, you know, in 2009, I went to Jasikai, and there's a village there called Buem, where Bueman Secondary School is. They speak it, I think, the Buem language. 2009, that was the last time I went there. And I visited the church EP, and it was awesome, even in the village. Even in the village. And on that Sunday, I learned that every weekend they will bring some things to help the minister there. And I remember that they even scheduled that Sunday, some of them were going to the pastor's house to help clean his house and stuff like that. So I was like seriously? Like, seriously, even in the village, these people, in a natural sense, you ask yourself, what have they gotten from God that they should love God and they should appreciate God? Some of us, we have gotten and gotten and gotten and gotten and gotten, every day getting. And these people that Sunday, some brought plantain, some brought yam from their farm produce, some brought money and blah, blah, blah. Hey. At that time, even when you say, vanoi or whatever they say, come and sit down. I don't know. Yes. I don't know. I was just there and I was just listening. Then they got to understand that, oh, a stranger has entered, and then they begin to interpret. Beloved, when you see their enthusiasm, when they see their love for God, you ask yourself, what has God done for them? Because in their condition, some of them were living in mad houses. You ask yourself, you are here. God has given you great marriage. Some of us are even driving cars. But yet still, we do not know what God has done for us. And to give unto him. There are some people I have encountered because they want to give. Every day, they curse themselves. From today, if you are here and you love saying, I don't have, stop saying it. It's a curse. I know it's not sensible, but I don't have. Yes, you don't have. Yes, it's true. But you know, in our realm, it's totally different. Our realm is totally different. We move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. That is what works for us. And you see these people trying to give unto God. They try to give unto God in the village. I remember when we were building our church at La, these old women, were those that were carrying cement. They were carrying, they carried sand, this sea sand from the beach to wireless. They carried it. Labadi. Some carried water. There was a woman who used to sell adango, this salt, not this organic salt. She was using that same money to take care of her children. Today, as I'm talking to you, her children are blessed. Her children are blessed. Her children are blessed. There was this woman who used to sell cocoa. She's dead and gone. I remember when she died, and the church, you know, it is the duty of the church to buy coffin and stuff like that. And the children came and said, "No, we don't want it. We will do the thing ourselves." And the children brought buses. Beloved, I said, this woman used to carry cocoa from Kudu Sardine. Cocoa. That was her business. Cocoa. Ha! Beloved, may the Lord bless the works of your hand. May the Lord bless the works of your hand. You know, when you see people, ask yourself, what kind of prayer did their grandparents, their father, their mother, what at all did their parents do for them, and they are prospering? Sometimes you envy some people. Some people, nobody have said anything. The only thing they could do is to pour libation for them. Pour libation and call their name. Always have to visit the village. Some people too, their parents have risen up in prayer. So when you see them prospering, their parents were the givers of the church. Machion, Pentecost. When Machion came as a missionary and was trying to start Pentecost, it was this woman, I wasn't there, but I've been told that it was a certain woman who was selling her cloth to sponsor her. Today, look at the number of people that have been won to God through the Church of Pentecost. Ha! Look at the number of people who have been won. That's why I'm telling you that when you give unto the things of God, you are defending your faith. Today, look at the radio. 0244, 0244, 0244, Lotto number, Lotto number, Lotto number, Lotto number, Ghana radio stations. You have seen great people, but because of money to push the ministry, they cannot go far. The devil has seen strategy, and people with sackcloth, people in a wolf skin, people who are wolves in a sheep skin, are destroying people. Now you cannot hear any message. The only time when you open the radio, I don't even listen to radio nowadays, because when you open the radio, all you can hear, when you come to me, you'll be saved. Are you Jesus? You don't even know the day you will die. You don't know the day you will die. It is only me. When you come to me, your problem will be over. Who told you that? Because that is what we want. When you look at our brothers who are in the Islamic religion, the way they are pushing, very soon they will tell you Ghana is an Islamic country, because they are pushing. They are pushing. They are pushing with their resources. They are pushing with whatever they have. But for us, no. Through this grace given to the great men of God, the Matthias that came, today you and I, look at me, like by now I've become an armed robber. But God picked me. But God picked me. Today I am talking to you. It's because of some investments some people made some time ago. That through that investment, the crusades you see, some people push it. Some people give unto it. So when you read the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, Apostle Paul was talking about the giving grace of the people of Macedonia. The giving grace of the people of Macedonia. Apostle Paul described them as even in their state of poverty. Because he said, these people, they don't have, but what they are doing, Bible said, even in their state of poverty, they were able to give beyond their limit. Some of us, we don't give our tithe. When was the last time you gave your tithe? See, somebody will tell you there's no need for tithing. In the New Testament, there's nothing like tithing. I can give you like 4 scriptures when Jesus was talking about tithing. It is a covenant thing. In our kingdom, it is by faith. We have allowed people to distract our faith. One day I'll be teaching on defending your faith. I have said it severally that I want to preach on that. But me, unless God give me the go ahead before I pour out a message. This message was given to me. I was lying down when the Lord was ringing this message within my spirit last week. Now, as you speak on it, that is why I am speaking on it. From today, if you are not a giver, see, Bible says David was sitting in his chair. Let me tell you, generational blessing comes from giving. 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 Your hand is POP. POP. God is telling you, open your hand. I am not just telling you to give to the church or to the pastor or to the missions or the ministry. No. Your hand is POP. I know a certain woman. If she gives you one CD a whole year, everybody will hear. Hey, me dear, me ma dear, me dear, hey, me to me, me ya do yo. Meanwhile, she has given one CD. One CD. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaked. Rapakadoshadi. Be a giver. Now, everybody should write at the comment section, I receive the grace to give. I receive the grace to give. You see, if you don't have that grace, you cannot give. So Apostle Paul was talking about the people of Macedonia. The grace they have to give was overwhelming. Some of us, we don't know how to give. And see, you are breaking the generational blessing. You are breaking the generational blessing. Breaking the generational blessing. See, most of the churches you are seeing, some people sacrifice their life. They sacrifice their resources. Sacrifice their resources. See, when you see certain people being blessed, ask yourself what their parents have been doing at church. Me, anytime I see somebody who say, because I have seen one. I have, in my church, my old church, you see old ladies, and we the young people, they will be going through 3 days fasting. They call it dry. The first time I tried, I ran. These old ladies, and they'll be going 3 days, no food, no water. I'm talking about people who are 70, 75 years. No food, no water, and they will be going fasting for 3 days. How many of you here have done that before? 3 days, no food, no water. No food, no water. No food, no water. And these people that I knew, when you see their children being blessed, whatever I am doing here, it should tell you that somebody has sowed a certain seed. Somebody has sowed a certain seed. Generational blessing. Be a giver. God is telling somebody here to be a giver. Hey, if it is your church that you go and sow a certain seed there. Yes. If today is your first time joining this life, please follow me quickly and take the numbers and be part of the family. We have a group, and I will add you to the group. Just send me a WhatsApp message. When you take my number, just send me a WhatsApp message. If you want to talk to me, send me a WhatsApp message and tell me that you want to talk to me, and after I will talk to you. Don't call the number, please. Don't call the number. Yes. God bless you. Now, lift up your right hand. I am just talking to you. I am not preaching. This is the word God gave to me to be given to you. I know even if it is one person, one person that God wants to use to bless, I will love it. If it is one person, I'll be mighty. God bless you. One person. Now, generational blessings. Bible said David was sitting in 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now hear this and I'll end. Go and ask what brought the circumcision and what made Abraham became father of nations, of all nations. Go and check. Bible said, even in the grave, because of giving, even though Abel had been killed, his blood was still speaking. His blood was still speaking. His blood was still speaking. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. By faith, his blood was still speaking. It means generational. Things we do that speaks for us. Let me tell you, those of you who want to be like Anna, do you know what Anna did? Do you know what Anna did? Anna, who was a barren woman. Barren woman. She had no child. You know, in those days, when you cannot give birth, you can recommend a sister, a brother, a sister, or a friend. When you go to the north, they have been doing it. To your husband to marry, to give birth, and those children will be yours. I am even thinking that maybe that's what Anna did. That is why she had that rival. And Bible said that Anna's rival was on her. One day she said no. And she prayed this prayer. If God would just give me one, I would give it back to him. You know, in those days too, when you give a child to the Lord, your first child to the Lord, it's just like giving an offering. It will not come back to you again. You cannot call that child your child. You cannot call that child your child. The child become either a Nazarene. Yes. And after giving birth, he said, Lord, I said when I get one, I'm going to give to you. Some of us, if I get a job, I'm going to pay my tithe. I'm going to pay my tithe. I'm going to sow a seed. I'm going to give an offering. The moment you had your tithe, you got your pay. There's this material I want to buy. My mother has been calling me for money. I've been saying, Parakapadosh, you are breaking. You are breaking. You are breaking. you are breaking. Now, somebody told me, I would rather give my tithe or my offering to a needy person. And I was like, would you say this to any Okonfuo who you've been there for a blessing, and you tell that Okonfuo that I am giving your appreciation offering to somebody? You lie bad. You are even afraid. Why don't you give what is for you to the orphanage? But you say what is for God, you are giving it to the orphanage. Or what is for God, you are giving. Take what it is tithe. Let's say tithe, you divide it to 10. God's own, you said you are giving it to somebody. Why don't you remove your own that is for you and give it to the person? Are you the person who said you should come and give the thing? We take certain things for granted, and it ends up fighting us. Beloved, some people are pouring out certain teachings, but we don't think through it. We don't think through it. We don't think through it. Ha. Ha. I see God raising some generational blessings in some people's life, like David. Bible said that David was seated down. He said, look at me, this shepherd boy. Look at how far the Lord has brought me. Look at how far the Lord has brought me. And Bible said he said in his heart that I'm going to build a house for the Lord. Because he's not the spiritual head of the house of the Lord, he has to consult the spiritual head. So those of you, when you want to do something, you said you are giving your offering to somebody else. You know what David did? He consulted Nathan, the spiritual head of the house of the Lord. He said, I want to build a house for the Lord. Bible said, after that is 2 Samuel chapter 7. If you have a Bible with you, you can look at it. He said, look at me, this shepherd boy. Shepherd boy. God is bringing somebody out, and God will use you as a star that will come out, and your family, your siblings, your children will be blessed through you in the name of Jesus. By what you are doing, the Lord is going to bless you for the sake of your family. Some people have offered some prayers and sacrifices, and God is looking for somebody to bless. God is looking for somebody to bless. I declare upon your life that may you be that person that God will raise for the family. God will bless you. Because of you, your children will be blessed. Because of you, your parent will have peace of mind. Because of you, your husband will be blessed. Because of you, your wife will be blessed. Because of you, I said, because of you. Because of you, I prophesy and I declare upon your life. I said, because of you, thus saith the Lord, God is raising generational blessings here. God is raising givers here. God is raising some people. God is going to raise some people, and out of them, great people will come out of them. Because of them, their families will be blessed. Because of them, I said, because of you, that narrative will be changed. Because of you, that narrative will be changed. Because of you, that narrative will be changed. Because of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because of you. Dorothy Asamba, because of you. Ha! Tina, because of you. Ha! Elizabeth, because of you. Gloria, because of you. Judith, because of you. God is raising you, and you'll be a blessing. Your grandchildren will say, our grandmother used to pray for us. Ha! Your grandchildren will say, our grandmother used to do things for the house of the Lord. Your children will come and say, because of the things my mother used to do in the house of the Lord, because of the things the way my mother used to support people. I remember my father who used to train people as drivers. I remember when my mother used to cook, and when nobody eats, she would not eat. You'll be blessed. Your family will be blessed. You'll be blessed. Mama, more grace. You'll be blessed. Because Brasami, you'll be blessed. Nana Osai, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Ah, Braben, you'll be blessed. Because of you, your generation will be blessed. Because of you. Because of you. I said, because of you. I see some people here. You'll be blessed. I said, you'll be blessed because of you. Because of you, I'll be mighty. You'll be blessed because of you. Because of you, because of you, because of sharing, because of you, because of the things you are doing. Say that because of you. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now on God. Receive Mebel Rosa Matilda Owusu. Mimi, because of you. Mimi, because of you. Mimi, I say, because of you. Ah, you carry a generational blessing. Mimi, you carry a generational blessing. Ah, and that generational blessing, you are about to create your own generational blessing. You are about to create your own generational blessing. May the Lord bless you. Gladys, Habakapakoparosha. Jennifer, you are about to set a new pace in your family. Jennifer, you are about to set a new pace in your family. Jennifer Yebua, you are about to set a new pace in your family. Because of what you do, if there's anything called premature death, I cancel out of your life. I cancel premature death out of your life. If there's any death-threatening issue, I cancel it out of your life. Sacred books, I cancel it out of your life. If they say you die before your time, I cancel it out of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because of the things you do for God, you are receiving a generational blessing. And your children will say, because of our mother, because of our grandfather, because of our grandmother, because of what you are doing, that marriage is coming to you. That breakthrough is coming. And Jesus said to the woman who poured the oil with an alabaster jar on his feet, and he said, woman, because of what you have done, wherever the gospel will be preached, your name will be mentioned. Mary Magdalene. Jesus said, woman, because of what you have done, whenever the gospel is preached, your name will be mentioned. As I'm talking to you, that woman that was caught in the act of adultery, today we mention her name everywhere. Bible said, and Peter heard of Tabitha, and they said, Tabitha, you should sow cloth for the people. She used to do good for the people. And Peter said, because of what Tabitha has been doing, I am going there. They said, because of Tabitha, Tabitha has been doing good. Oh, Tabitha has been doing good. Oh, if Tabitha goes, who will be doing good to us? I pray for you. I pray for you. May your goodness speak for you. May your seed speak for you. May your giving speak for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to prophesy in the lives of some people, but my time is up. Tomorrow, yeah. Those of you who come late, see, we have been praying 1 hour non-stop prayer from 4 to 5. So I want everybody to be part of this. I want everybody to be part of this. 1 hour non-stop prayer from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. GMT. And then from 5, we enter into the prophetic session. So please make sure you come and pray. Make sure you come and pray. By 4, you should be around to pray. And people are sharing testimonies. People are sharing testimonies, great testimonies. And I believe that your testimony is just about to manifest. Your testimony is about to manifest. Your testimony is about to manifest. Beloved, my name is Apostle Jonathan, and this is Faith Assembly. We meet here every Saturday and Sunday. We move. The word must move. The word must go. The word must go. If you want to support this ministry, you can do that. The word must go. The word must go. If you can support us with anything, gadgets. All we need is gadgets for the ministry to move. Gadgets. You can support us with a laptop, telephone, anything. With a seat, but anything. Just support this ministry and let the word go and reach people. And I believe God is touching people through this ministry. This is Faith Assembly once again. We move by faith. Let's say our words of faith. Tomorrow is going to be another day. Tomorrow is going to be another day. I tell you, tomorrow the Lord, everybody should get an anointing oil tomorrow. Everybody here, please get an anointing oil. The moment we start, you put anointing oil beside you. Get an anointing oil. Tomorrow is going to be fire. Tomorrow is going to be fire. I said, tomorrow is going to be fire. We say our words of faith. I am moving by faith. I am doing by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. Last one, I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. God bless you so much. Please follow me quickly if today is your first time joining. And if you want to speak to me, if you want to talk to me about something, please, the number will be shared. The number is 0241314472. 0241314472. Just WhatsApp me. Just WhatsApp me. Just WhatsApp me. Don't call. Just WhatsApp me. You are blessed. May the blessings of the Lord fall upon your life.